Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. My name is Tommy. I'm a fourth year medical student with a particular interest into neurology, psychiatry, and psychology. And welcome to episode one of the What to Change podcast. In this podcast, we're going to be discussing the neuropsychological indications of challenges and responses to change, and how understanding this will equip you for dealing with your challenges and changes right now. Ironically, the first episode isn't about change, but it's about really knowing who you are right now in this present moment. Listen to this quote by psychologist Dan P. McAdams. People's lives are significantly lived in the past, in memory, in the stories they tell themselves and others about who they are and what has happened to them. A lot of people connect their sense of being to an array of moments, feelings, and intentions in the past. And according to Carl Rogers, founder of humanistic psychology, this is true. I personally have been struggling with this problem myself. And what is truly even more significant is the large proportion of people that have been struggling with this as well. After close on 2,000 hours of general experience in medical psychology and psychiatry, and connecting with psychologists and doctors, and also general people, and hearing them about what they have to say, I came to an evaluation of a simple principle that I had to eliminate with regards in its application to regulating my emotions. Mathematicians will know what I'm talking about. The deterministic system. This system states that a given input will always produce the same output. And I believe that this is how we generally might view emotions. Things happen in people's life that may bring about certain emotion. If something happens and it turns out to be good, then generally we are happy and the relationship is seen as linear. And then we formulate an idea that a repetition of this system will produce this good outcome again, again, and again, when in reality, that isn't the case. When an event happens, any event, it will always bring about a plethora of emotions. The reason you feel what you feel, whether it's happy, sad, angry, or frustrated, is because that emotional parameter just outweighs the rest. Understanding this gives people the necessary tools to be able to deal with the hardest things in life, whether that ranging from losing a friend, or losing a lover, to losing a loved one. You're gonna wake up today, and the feelings under what you expressed yesterday might be the primary thing you feel right now. Yesterday, you were more sad. Today, you're more angry. No, I tell you, yesterday, you were also angry, but all of your focus was on your feelings of sadness. And no, today, you might also be sad as well, but all of your focus is on your feelings of anger. It's okay. You are not the focus of your emotions, but you are the focus of your emotional output. Take everything you feel every day. Don't miss an emotion. Feel them, for eventually happiness will be the top parameter and the one you feel the most. Do not connect who you are to the different proportions of emotions you feel about somebody, something, or even somewhere. Ground yourself in your own moment and you will pave your purpose, yourself, your sense of being, you. A lack of preparation is the problem. If you recognized everything you feel about something right now, with one feeling standing out to you, don't ignore the peripheral feelings. Preparing yourself and knowing that those feelings will strengthen and eventually that you will feel them heavily better prepares you for that moment, for you have thought the feeling before. Thank you very much, guys.